Chapter 64. The call came in as Decker and White were having breakfast at the hotel the following morning. Decker listened and then put his phone down.
"Well?"
asked White. "That was the U.S. Attorney's Office. Based on the ballistics test, they went before a federal magistrate and had an arrest warrant issued for Barry Davidson for murder. The feds are leading the prosecution because of Cummins' connection. Their theory is Davidson killed all three."
"So the ballistics matched on Draymond and Lancer, which means you were looking at this case all wrong."
Decker finished his coffee. "The U.S. Marshals are making the pickup on Davidson. I do want to talk to him. Hopefully, he'll be sober."
"What about Tyler?"
"Shitty all around. If his father gets convicted, he'll go off to college with an albatross wrapped around his neck."
"If he even goes after all this."
"Maybe the best thing for him to do is to get away from this place." Later that day, Decker and White arranged to interview Davidson at the federal lockup in Fort Myers, where he had been processed and jailed. They met him in a small, windowless room. He was in his prison-issued one piece, his wrists and ankles shackled. The man was stone-cold sober and also looked utterly bewildered. And he had, surprisingly, not requested a lawyer, at least not yet. Decker had confirmed this with the marshals and then with Davidson himself. As he settled in across from Davidson, Decker couldn't help feeling sorry for the man. He was either innocent or the most hapless murderer Decker had come across, and he had confronted some real doozies.
They tell me my gun killed two people," he began.
"Ballistics matched, yeah," said Decker. "It's why you were arrested."
"I didn't kill them. I didn't even know them."
"Well, one of them was in your ex's house. He was killed at the same time she was,"
pointed out White.
"And I didn't kill Julia," Davidson snapped.
Decker said,
"How did you end up in her house last night?" "We have a key in case Tyler needed to get in. I went in the rear door because there was a funny lock on the front door."
"A police lock,"
said White.
"So same door that was left open by the killer."
"I didn't kill anyone."
"Okay, but why were you there?" asked Decker.
"With a gun,"
added White. Davidson sunk his face into his hands.
"I was drunk. I was out of my head. I guess I just missed her."
"Why'd you take the gun?" asked Decker. "Why would you need it?" Davidson shrugged and didn't answer.
"You put the muzzle against your cheek. I was afraid you were going to pull the trigger, and that would have been the end of you."
Davidson again didn't reply. He rubbed at his shackled wrists. White said,
"Some might see you're wanting to kill yourself as a guilty conscience."
Davidson shook his head but remained silent. Decker said,
"Tyler mentioned that your car's security pass had expired."
Davidson glanced up.
"What? No, it hadn't. It's on auto renewal." "Then why not just come in through the gate?"
Davidson looked confused and troubled by the question.
I don't remember."
"Tyler intimated that you had previously cut through the golf course parking lot on foot to avoid the gate. Why do that, Barry? You must have had a reason to go to all that trouble." Davidson's features were now guarded.
"I don't remember."
"Did you make a habit of going over to her house to check on things?" asked Decker. Davidson glared at him.
"You mean spy, don't you? You think I was stalking her?"
"I think you hadn't gotten over the divorce. My partner here feels the same." Davidson shot White a questioning glance but said nothing.
"Before last night, when was the last time you had seen or used your gun?"
asked White.
"I don't really remember. It's been a long time."
"Where do you keep it?"
asked White.
"When Tyler was younger, I had a gun box. But lately, it's been in my desk drawer."
"So last time you saw it, just ballpark, weeks, months, years?"
said White.
"Maybe 6 months. I bought it after Julia and I were married and were living in another house. We were robbed there. Anybody been to your home recently who could have taken it and then returned it? Asked Decker. No, it's just been me and Tyler.
Anyone have a key to your place?
Asked White.
Tyler does, of course, and Julia had one, in case of emergency.
Decker glanced at White.
Nothing like that was found at Cummins' house, was it?
Not that I know of, but they probably weren't looking for a key.
I didn't shoot those people, barked Davidson. I'll take one of those polygraphs if you want me to.
Decker said, but you can see why you were arrested, can't you? He looked at them in desperation.
I have a damn alibi. But some alibis are better than others, and maybe Tyler has a reason to give you one, noted Decker.
He wouldn't lie. He said I was there because I was there.
Okay, said Decker. Just calm down.
How the hell am I supposed to keep calm? And Tyler was at school when they arrested me. I don't think he even knows where I am.
We'll fill him in, said Decker.
I guess I need a lawyer.
Yes, you do. Have you given an official statement yet?
No.
Decker said,
don't, without talking to an attorney, and he'll probably recommend against it. Your arraignment is tomorrow. You'll make your plea, and bail will be set.
I'm pleading not guilty.
Okay, said Decker.
Will I need to stay in jail?
Depends on what the prosecution asks for and what the judge decides,
answered White.
But given that we're talking about multiple homicides, don't be surprised if you're remanded into custody until your trial date.
But Tyler
can take care of himself, pointed out Decker. But get a lawyer, okay? A good one.
Davidson laughed, a bitter expression on his features.
What's so funny?
Asked White.
I wonder if Dennis Langley is available. I hear he's really good.
But he also might have a conflict, said Decker.
Why? Because he and Julia dated?
Decker didn't answer, but he thought,
no, because he might be a suspect too.